Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker.
To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en it.
If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you need to send application information to us, you can fax that information to 1-888-349-0264 or email the information to paieb@maximus.com. You can also visit our website at www.paieb.com. If you don't have active PA medical assistance, the first step in the waiver application process is to apply for medical assistance. If you want to complete the application online, please go to compass.state.pa.us. Once you complete this financial eligibility application, we will get an alert to contact you to begin the other parts of your application. If you want us to send you a paper financial eligibility application or talk to a representative, please stay on the line. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about a current application, please enter your case number, followed by the pound sign. You can find your case number in the upper right-hand corner of letters you have received from the IEB. If you do not have your case number, please press 1 to be transferred to a representative to... Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
All of our customer service representatives are currently assisting other participants. Your call is important to us and will be answered in the order it was received. Thank you for holding.
Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. My name is Marilyn. May I ask whom I'm speaking with today?
Hi, Marilyn. My name is Allison. I'm calling from a home health care agency to get an update on an application for one of my patients.
And Allison, may I have a last name for you?
Yeah, it's Sullivan.
And a phone number?
It is my direct line, no extensions. It's 267-551-7421.
And the applicant's name?
First name is Larnice, L-A-R-N-I-E-C-E, and last name is Eason, E-A-S-O-N.
Thank you. To protect your privacy, I must verify that I'm speaking with the correct individual. I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone regarding these applications without written or verbal permission. May I have the date of birth?
It is 8/12/1951.
All right, I'm searching for the applicant now in our customer database. Mm-hmm. Your account will be up shortly. Also, Pennsylvania residents who are 55 years of age or older may be eligible for the LIFE program as a Community Health Choices alternative. All right, the account just came up. May I have you to verify the applicant's address?
Yes, it's 5922 Green, G-R-E-E-N-E Street, apartment 202-19144, Philadelphia.
Okay, I see you're listed as an authorized representative here. I've got to fix your, they got Allison X instead of Sullivan. So, oh my God. Okay, so let me fix that. And I got to put in your job's address, which whoever did this didn't do ask for that either. Ms. Sullivan, may I have your job's address?
Yes, it's 1 Winding, W-I-N-D-I-N-G, Drive, Suite 205.
And the city?
Philadelphia, 19131.
All right, I'm updating this information right now. Allison, is that with one arrow or two? One arrow.
Two.
Okay. Oh, it's two. Okay. All right, so I've got made those corrections.
Okay.
All right, I just need to go into the county assistance database so that I can review the medical, and then I will go into the application, get a status for you.
Okay.
I'll be shortly here.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're quite welcome. All right, I'm going into the application now. And it shows pending the physician form and the document from Area Office on Aging. I'm checking to see if we've received those documents as of yet.
I want to say the last time we called in, we were told that her last application, it was good for until February.
Okay, well, I'm checking for these documents. Oh, wait a minute, let's go here. Okay, yeah, the physician form that's okay. Dated 2/20/2025 is good until 2/20/2026.
Okay.
We have that. All right, let me check for the next document. Area Office on Aging's document. All right, let me see. When did we send information to them? We sent information. Oh, we just sent information to them September the 5th. So they will be calling to set up their appointment. They set their own appointments up, so I don't know what their time frame is.
Okay.
Do you know if the applicant received a letter from the Department of Human Services Income Maintenance?
No, not yet.
Not yet? Oh, okay.
I wanted to also confirm for Ms. Eason. So she had trouble. We redid and had the broker appointment, but the broker wound up calling me because the number on file was not correct, and I just wanted to confirm that it was corrected.
So we have a number for her. We have 215-495-8971.
Nope, 8791. Nope.
Okay, let me fix that. 8791.
And I think they were trying to get in contact because she got a text, which I was confused, and they were like, "We're trying to contact you," and I was like, "So is it updated or not?" Because she's getting the text.
215-495-87. You said it's
8791.
Okay, they just chose the wrong one. 8791. All right, 8791. Okay, let me go back here. Go back in here. 879. Yeah, it's showing on the 5th. They put the right number in here.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, it does show that.
So she has to redo the PCA?
Let me read some notes. Let's see. Let me see. Wait, what did they state? Notes. I don't see anything where Area Office on Aging stated to close this.
Okay.
Because usually if they attempt to call, they don't get a response, then they will request for it to be closed.
Got
it. Somebody calls in about it, we see it, we have to request for it to be re-apped, and we get information, over to them again. So
yeah.
They must be setting up something. They've got the right number now. So
okay.
The application is still open as of PC LCD pending. So it's just pending that form from PCA.
Okay, perfect. I will give them a call next. I appreciate all your assistance.
Oh, not a problem. Anything else I can assist you with? Do you have any further questions for me?
That was it. Thank you so much again.
All right. Would you like to participate in a brief customer satisfaction survey?
I'm okay today, but your help is greatly appreciated. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, also, do you have the Harmony ID number?
You know what? Thank you for reminding me. What is it?
Okay. It is 600.
Yep.
741.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
And you have our website address?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you for calling Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Brokers. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Take care.